Okay. Yeah, I was asking you if you had a lot of rain in just a short period of time, maybe a couple of inches in just an hour, you'd say that you had a regular
flood.
Ever heard it called anything besides that?
I heard it called a downpour or a washout.
Yes, sir. You heard anybody call it a frog strangler?
Yeah. Toad stringer.
A stump mover?
Yeah.
Something like that. What about if you had a lot of lightning popping around with the rain? What would you call that?
Electrical storm.
And say if a woman had just gotten her clothes out on the line, the wind came along and
blew them down?
Right. And she might say, the wind sure has bad around here.
Yeah.
Sure has.
Blowed.
Okay. Say, if the wind is coming from that direction, what kind of wind would you call it?
East wind.
Right, if it was that way.
West wind.
Okay, what about
south wind? North wind.
What if it was in between the north and the east? It'd be a
northeast.
And the north and west?
Northwest.
Right. Okay. And the south and east?
Southeast.
And the south and west?
Southwest.
Okay. Talking about raining, if you went out and it was raining, but it was just barely enough to get you wet,
yeah,
you just call that a
sprinkle.
Okay. Ever hear people say something like it's misting outside?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a drizzle? Is a drizzle and a mist about the same as a sprinkle, or is it less?
A mist is less
than a sprinkle.
In other words, what's called a mist, just like a heavy fog.
I see. Okay. And talking about that fog, what kind
of... Come in.
It's fine.
And talking about being on all that fog, what kind of day would you call that? That
foggy day.
Or say if it hadn't rained for a long time around here, you'd say you were having...
Dry spell.
What about if it was a lot longer than that?
A drought.
How long would it have to be before it gets to be that way?
About 30 days.
Is that right?
Y'all
had those around here?
Oh yeah, had one this fall.
Okay. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if the wind has been real gentle, you know, but
yeah,
it's gradually getting stronger?
Yeah.
What would you say the wind's doing?
Rising.
Okay. But if it was just the other way around, if it had been real strong, but it was getting
dying down.
Okay. Or say, you know, like early in the morning, like it was this morning, if you go outside and it's kind of on the cool side,
yeah,
but nothing really uncomfortable,
yeah,
how would you describe that? You'd say it's kind of
cool.
Okay. Ever heard people around here say something like it's a little airish outside?
Yeah.
How would they use that word?
Well, that's the way they use it, just airish.
Okay. Or if you go outside and there's a kind of a light covering of white on the ground?
Yeah, frost.
Do you make a distinction between different kinds?
Well, heavy and light.
I was wondering if you'd ever heard people call a bad one a Jack Frost or a killing frost.
Well, a real heavy one, call it a killing frost.
Yes, sir. Okay. And you might say something like, well, it got so cold last night that the lake did what? It
froze over.
If it gets much colder, the pond might.
Yeah.
Pond might
freeze over.
Okay. I'll ask you a few things that have to do with the church and religion, things like that. Say if a man became a member of a church, you'd say he did what?